In Pine Grove in Schuylkill County, Executive Director Cheyenne Hartman of the Open Door Project says the goal of the nonprofit is to teach area students they matter through programs that teach positive reinforcement and coping skills right from the start. Cheyenne Hartman takes the story from here.
I believe the organization started more as a church in 2018, and it's evolved over time. There was a period where it was a coffee shop where children and teenagers could come. But within the last several years, the organization recognized that there is a need for mental health services in our town. It's something that can be easily stigmatized and not understood. So our organization worked together to come up with something called an I Matter initiative. And that's what we're focusing on now within our programs. And we try to start as early as we can. So our core program is called I Matter. And that is when I go into our local school district and I facilitate a program that reinforces healthy coping skills, reinforces positive self-talk, and just trying to build confidence in children as soon as we can. And outside of that, then we have programs that they can continue to come to that are outside of school. So these programs are called Shine, which is exclusively for girls to help them navigate girlhood. It's hard out there for young girls. So helping them learn about confidence and how they can feel good within their own skin, but also how they can be a good friend to other girls, because girls can get, you know, catty sometimes. They don't always get along. So how can we teach them positive friendship? So that's one of the in-shop programs. And then we also have one called Strength, which is exclusively for boys, similar to Shine. We're trying to break the stigma of boys expressing feelings. So teaching them how they can express themselves in healthy ways, work as a team member, cooperate together, those types of things. And then our third core program outside of I Matter is called Community Connected. And that is where the children come in and build friendship. They learn how they can help their community. And we really hone in on connections in that, so they always know they're not alone. There's always a place they can come back to touch base if they need to be with somebody.
I just wanted to go back with regard to the children.
Sure.
And you said, I'd like to start to talk with the children early on so that they can start building skills early and they'll retain them and carry them with them for their entire life long. So let's start from that first program,
sure,
that kindergarten program through fourth grade.
I Matter. That's the one that goes through K through fourth grade. And that is the one where I get to meet them exactly where they are. So I go into the schools and I get to see them in their kind of natural setting, right? The school that they feel safe and comfortable in. And we do collaborative learning where they come into something we call the LGI room. So I have about 50 kids in each grade level at a time. And we just try to have fun teaching these lessons in a way that meets them where they are, where they can have fun. But we're also planting little seeds at the same time, enforcing these positive messages. And then they continue this program at each grade level. So they're just hearing the same messages over and over again, hopefully building kind of like a backpack or a toolkit of resources that they can use in the future when life does become stressful and they need to manage their emotions.
I really appreciate the fact that after these lessons, you give them a little cheat sheet to take home. And you give them something that they have to look over and take it step by step and reinforce exactly what you talked about.
Yeah. I actually just started that. I sent out a community needs assessment prior to the start of the school year, asking our parents, what are something you would like or something that you need out of our programs that could help you? A couple people had mentioned that they would like to know what they can do at home, which I think is fantastic because then we're just reinforcing the same lessons at home. So that is super new, and I'm glad you like it. I love making them. I think they're really fun.
They're very beneficial, too, because not only are the children reading them, but they can bring them home to their parents, and maybe their parents can learn something from them.
Yeah.
That's the hope.
I think the more we can reinforce the same message, I think consistency is huge. So if children can see it modeled in their adults and their people they love, I think it's really beneficial.
What do you feel would be some of the most important things children should learn early that they'll carry the rest of their lives?
I think right now children are experiencing an isolation epidemic. Children are lonely. I think mental health has been affected by social media in ways we don't quite know yet. I think a lot of research will come out of this in the next couple of years, as well as the research behind loneliness after the COVID epidemic. In my community, I see a need for mental health stemming from that isolation. I want to reinforce as soon as I can that you're not alone. I think children need that reminder that there's someone who loves them, someone who wants to hear about their day. There's someone who wants to see them grow into these really positive role models in their own community. And I think that message helps them know that they have a purpose. As humans, we're inherently, we want to do good in the world. We want to build these friendships. And it can be confusing as a kid how you go about that and who do you interact with? How do you build these relationships? So that's the core thing for me in all these programs, is just making sure kids don't feel alone, that they have someone they can walk this life with.
Have you always had an interest in making sure children are being built up, that they're building themselves up, mm-hmm. or ways to do it? Have you always been interested in that?
I think there's that common saying, be who you wish you had as a child, or something along those lines, like be the role model you wish you had. And I think for sure, in my background in social work, I learned pretty early on that there is a need for helpers in the world. There's a need for people who care and want to help children. And I felt that at an early age. Starting school and social work, I think, has really helped me see that this is something I'm good at, and I want to share that with the world.
So who did you model your enthusiasm after?
I grew up, I'm a child of divorced parents, so my mom has just been a huge influence in my life, has showed me and instilled the core values of hard work and being humble and giving back. So she's a huge role model for me. I also have an aunt who did social work, so she has also been a positive role model for me. And I just think there's a lot of people in my life, my grandfather, my grandmother, these people who I just love and want to embody. And in a lot of ways, we've talked about, I'm living in the town where I'm working is where I grew up. So I have all of these role models. And if I can give back in the same ways they have given back to me, I think that's a win.
It's a fantastic personal mission statement, to be sure. Getting back to some of these programs, you're working with children into their wonder years, mm-hmm. their teens, and then as they get a little bit older too. Do you see a marked change in them as they go from program to program?
Yeah, it's really cool because I've been working with some of the same children for the last 3 years now. One of the programs we have is Elementary Shine, which is for the girls. And I remember some of them starting at like pre-K level, so they're not even in school yet, but they would come into the program and we sit in a circle and we do something called affirmations together. So we say, I'm kind, I'm smart, I'm important. And some of these girls, of course, would struggle with that because that's not something you normally say. We're not taught to say these things about ourselves. And they would be a little bit shy and reserved. But now, 2-3 years later, these girls sit with their shoulders up. They say these things really proudly. And it's just really beautiful to see how over time they build that confidence. And something else that's really cool is I have some junior staff who have also done these programs when they were in middle school and high school. And now they are giving back to the same girls that they used to be. And it's just incredible to see how they have learned these skills and now they're sharing them with a younger generation.
You're teaching them well.
Yeah, thank you.
I noticed that as part of the package that I have here that you mentioned Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
And of course, he's very near and dear to us here in public media.
Yeah, of course.
So how does Mr. Rogers factor into all of this?
Yeah, our founder really loved the message of Mr. Rogers, and that kind of created our tagline of creating a place to belong in our neighborhood. So he is a big inspiration in that we always want to be just a warm, safe landing place for children. So he has really inspired us to just have our arms open and welcome anybody who needs us. And I think, again, another role model who's just inspired the mission and inspired the people who work here.
When you see children growing up into mm-hmm. adulthood, and maybe they didn't have the benefit of going through this wonderful program that you have, do you see a marked difference in them? And can they, at their advanced age, learn from you?
Sure. I am a firm believer in that people don't know what they don't know. So if they grew up in a household that didn't teach them these skills or they didn't have access to a program like this, we can't fault them. You know, they just didn't know that these types of resources or these types of skills are available to them. I like to give people the benefit of doubt that they can always learn. They can always change if they want to change. And these people, they deserve that knowledge, right? They could benefit from a program like this, especially if they want to break generational cycles. So if they recognize in themselves that they might not have the skills, this would be a good time to let their child learn the skills. And I'm learning from children constantly, so it would be really cool if a child learns these skills and they bring them home. And now they're rubbing off on mom and dad, right? So I think it's a beautiful process to let adults learn from their children, and children are learning from us, and it can just be a beautiful cycle that happens.
You have a wonderful education, and you have a terrific and positive attitude. What are some of the things that you have learned most about the children that you've applied to yourself?
I have learned to have fun. As an adult, we sometimes get really stressed out, but I don't think there's anything better for healing than just working with children. They remind us how to have fun. They remind us that we don't have to take life so seriously. And yes, I'm teaching these mental health skills, but they are teaching them right back. When I hear them say the affirmations, it's just reinforcing it in my head, right? Naming a program I Matter so cool because I'm going into the school and hear kids say, it's I Matter today. So they're saying the program, but they're also saying I Matter in the same sentence. So it's just so cool to have that message reinforced to myself.
Tell me about the community garden. There's a garden that kind of factors into this whole thing.
Yeah, so that was created by Mackenzie, and she is also a local of Pine Grove. She went to the Pine Grove School District as well. And she had this idea, I believe it was for a school project. She met with the Open Door, and I believe they just brought it to life. And a mural was created as well, and now it's like a core program we have every summer. And something really cool that has just happened is the garden had the opportunity to buy their own land where the garden is. And our community came together and raised that money, which I just think is so incredible. We're a small community, but very mighty. And I just love to see that our community prioritized this incredible resource for not just our children, but the whole community. Because this is fresh produce that the children are growing, and it goes right back into the community, which is incredible. I get chills talking about it because it's such a great asset to our community and to the Open Door that they partnered with us.
What is one of the most fulfilling things of your job?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. I think is knowing that I'm doing my little bit of good in the world. I think the world can be very scary. There's a lot of unknowns, a lot of divide, but knowing that I can do my good and hopefully inspire someone else to do that good and just create a ripple effect out in the world. That's what wakes me up in the morning. That's what gets me to do this job.
Do you think that some of the concepts that you're teaching children could be modified for an adult program? And if so, would you ever want to start something like that?
That'd be so cool. I think so, yeah. Adults can fall between the cracks just as easily as children do. So if I could help adults in that way, absolutely. I think it's never too late. It's never too late.
If you had a wish for your organization, what would that wish be?
I'm sure you know this talking to so many people in the nonprofit sector, but sustainability is huge. And just being able to raise enough money to make sure that these programs continue. We are small, but there are children who need us. And I want to make sure that we are that resource for them, that landing place whenever we can be. So my wish for the organization is sustainability. Simple as that. Simple, but also as hard as that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is a juggling act. It really is. And it can be very, very stressful. You know, when you have to deal with the children and you have to deal with making sure that they feel good about themselves, then you've got the business aspect as the executive director.
Sure.
Tell me how you're able to juggle both of these things.
I'm still learning. I'm relatively new in this role, and I feel like I'm learning something new about it every day. But what's really cool is I'm teaching children that their worth cannot be changed, and I'm learning the same thing. Like, maybe I didn't get that grant, you know, maybe I wasn't able to get that many children into this community event, but that doesn't change my worth as an individual person. So I've been able to create a sense of identity outside of the workplace, and I think that's really huge in this type of work. I'm knowing that I'm still valuable and I still have a purpose, even if I can't always accomplish what I need to accomplish for the organization.
Many people are going to be listening to this interview within the 22 county areas that we serve, and they may be inspired to want to try to do something along the same lines.
Sure.
So if they were to call you and to say, how do you do it? Would you be able to give them the secret sauce?
I think the secret sauce is knowing that there's no secret sauce. I think it's knowing that the experience is going to be different for everybody, but knowing that you can't do it alone. I have an incredible board of directors who, they also facilitate these programs. They're right in the nick of things with me. So maybe the secret sauce is leaning on other people, is finding the other people who value your mission and want to give back in that way.
If you had to name the greatest strength of this program, the overall program, what would it be?
I think the heart and just the love for what we do. Our board of directors, they're all teachers. They're all educators. So they are in schools, but then they're also outside of school, these role models that children can see in these programs as well. Like I said, we're little, but our heart is just huge. And I think that's really important if you don't want to lose sight of why you're doing what you're doing.
Lots of times people say, discover your inner child. You might be 65 or 85. Discover your inner child. What does that mean?
I've been on my own personal journey with that. I think as a child, we aren't exposed to the societal expectations that are placed on us. So we can dream as big as we want to dream. We can love as much as we want to love. And then we get older and we start seeing, oh, not everything's as beautiful as I once thought. But as a child, we kind of grab onto these things we really love. I'm really leaning into like nostalgia more than ever. And I think that's a big part of people who are my age, going back to what made us happy then and remembering it can make us happy now. And there's no shame in it. There's no shame in having a few stuffed animals or coloring or getting on the ground and building a fort and reading a book. Like, these are things that lit us up as children. And we need that more than ever as an adult.
Taking a look at children today, as a professional, you had a wonderful childhood growing up and experiencing all these things. Some children don't have that same kind of innocence and freedom.
So that's a good point.
What do you see as the barrier?
I think sometimes children have to grow up really quickly. They might experience hardships at home that they shouldn't have to. And I think the big barrier is the systems that are in place that aren't there to catch them when they fall, right? And for those children, these programs are more important than ever. Making sure that they have someone in mind or some place in mind outside of home that can carry them through these hard times. There's a term called third places that I really love. Some other professionals in the area that I work with, we really advocate for these third places. And these are the places that children go outside of home and school. So when I was younger, that would be the mall, the bowling alley, the movie theater. These places are disappearing more. We don't see them as much because social media and the internet is so prevalent. But I think third places are a good start for children who need that extra support. I want them to see someone who is just themselves and is authentic, because then they know it's possible to do that too.
A wonderful and hopeful conversation with Cheyenne Hartman, Executive Director of the Open Door Project in Pine Grove, Schuylkill County, where programs are currently in motion to help build confidence and reinforce positivity in schools right from the start. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.